Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording.
Mother Gwen. Good evening. We welcome you to the Monday Night Prophetic Experience for the Word of the Lord. It truly comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. Laron Matthews. We thank you for taking out the time to join us for this first Monday night in July. And we're truly believing for miracles this month, a month of miracles. And take your time right now to text someone, invite them to the line. And we ask you, if you will, keep all of young people in prayer. All of the young people across the country, please keep them in prayer. Again, we thank you for joining us for the Monday Night Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive. God bless you.
Good evening. Scripture reading will be taken from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, and I will be reading out of the NLT version. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden, Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Then to it.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We bless your name tonight, God. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for a new day, God, that we are here on this Monday night, Lord God, ready to receive your word on tonight. Father, we ask that you will have your way and do as you please on tonight, Lord God. We come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. We thank you for keeping us throughout the day, Father, keeping us from the heat, Lord God, and keeping us, Lord God, in a cool place, oh God, where we can be able to, Lord God, hear your voice on tonight, God. We thank you today, Lord God, that this was a great day, God, where you, Lord God, have showed blessings and, Lord God, opened doors for those that need it, oh God. We sing miracles and signs and wonders on today, God, and it's because of you, God, we give you praise and glory, oh God. We thank you that you dispatch your angels about us throughout the day, Lord God, and even those, Lord God, that could not even, Lord God, don't even acknowledge you, oh God, you still had your hedge of protection over them all, oh God, for we understand, Lord God, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so, Lord, we come, Lord God, standing in the gap, Lord God, asking that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, O Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence in this place tonight. We ask that you will dwell among us in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we push forth towards your glory, God, and towards your majesty, O God, we just want to sit at your feet tonight, God, and ask, O God, that you would just have your perfect way, have your perfect will to be done, Lord God, in the lives of your people, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there's nothing that will separate us from you, oh God. But as we come to you, Lord God, we know that we are just filthy rags, oh God, and our lips are undone. So, Father, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything, every ounce of thought, Lord God, that we allow, Lord God, to be entertained in our minds, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will forgive us, Lord God, even the things that we will not speak out of our mouths, oh God. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus. reason that you will cleanse our mind in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for setting our minds free, oh God, for we took the cap off, Lord God, and allowed you to download into us, oh God. And Lord God, as you do the detoxification, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, purify the mind right now. And as you go into the mind, hey God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will cleanse our ears, oh God, and forgive us for allowing the things, Lord God, the toxin things to enter our ear gates in Jesus' name, whether it's been gossip or listening to something that we should not be listening to on TV or on social media, oh God, and we allow, Lord God, the sound to, Lord God, taint our ears, oh God. We pray in Jesus' name that you will cleanse our ears right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask, Lord God, and even the smell that we smell and even the things that we see with our own eyes, oh God, and not looking in the spirit, oh God, and we looked in the flesh, oh God, and we are entertained it, Lord God, because our eyes were thirsty, oh God, for more than what we know that our bodies cannot handle, oh God. So Lord, cleanse our eyes, oh God. Lord God, we ask that the anointing, Lord God, that destroys the yoke, oh God, will fall fresh on our eyes right now in Jesus' name, that you will tell us to look again, Lord God, and not to doubt you, oh God, in those moments, Lord God, when we think that the things are not working out, God. But Lord, forgive us for doubting you, Lord God, even with our mouths. Oh God, we may spoke death in the situation, Lord God, but help us, Lord God, to speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse our mouths, oh God, and cleanse us from inside out, oh God. Go through our lungs, go through the esophagus, go through, Lord God, our lungs and down to our stomach, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we understand it in your word, Lord God. He said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. But Lord, if there's any, Lord God, any inclement, oh God, of something, Lord God, that is spoiled in our bellies, Lord God, we ask that you will flush it out in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, fill us back up, Lord God, so that we can pour out, Lord God, rivers of living water in the mighty name of Jesus, and to those, Lord God, that we're connected with in Jesus' name. And Lord, if we, Lord God, spilled out false things, if we spilled out, Lord God, bad water, Lord God, springs of water in Jesus' name, we ask that you will forgive us, Lord God. Lord God, that the people won't drink it, Lord God, and become toxic, oh God, because of our own setbacks, because of, Lord God, not getting in that rightful place with you, oh Lord. We ask that you will cleanse us right now. Oh God, we stand on the altar of sacrifice, and Lord God, we ask that you will purify us, remove, Lord God, the dead weight in Jesus' name, so that we can present ourselves holy and blameless before you, Almighty God. We, Lord God, commit our ways to you, and in those moments that we did not commit, Lord God, or submit or been obedient to you, oh God, we ask that you will forgive us, wash us and cleanse us, and Lord God, do the work in us, oh God. We say surrender to you, Almighty God, because we know that we're nothing without you, and if we try to do things on our own accord, it will be messed up, oh God. So Lord, forgive us if we step outside of your will and try to do things on our own accord. Lord, we know, Lord God, that all things work together for the good to them that love you and those that are the called, oh God, and that loves you, oh God. But those, Lord God, that despise it, and Lord God, give you a side eye, oh God, and say they can do it on their own, Lord God, and they fall into their own demise, oh God. But Lord, when we recognize that we're tired of playing in the playpen of the pigsty, oh God, we pray, oh God, that they will turn back. We will turn back and humble ourselves before you, oh God, and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, so that you can hear from heaven and you will heal our land in Jesus' name. Heal our land in this body, oh God, the temple that you dwell in Jesus' name. Heal, Lord God, our ministries and our churches, oh God, that step outside of your will, oh God, and did the things, oh God, according to their own will, oh God, and not let your will be be done, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you will forgive our nation and that you will draw them back to you in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for our youth, oh God. We pray that they will repent and turn from their ways, oh God. We pray for the adult, God, that they will turn away from their sin, Lord God, and their lustful desires in Jesus' name, that it will come pure before you, Almighty God. And Lord God, you will find them blameless. Lord God, you will see that they, Lord God, may be, Lord God, our righteousness. Lord God, it's like filthy rags, oh God. But Lord, you look upon us with compassion and with love and with certain, Lord God, with love that is unconditional, Father. We pray in Jesus' name that you will cleanse us all, oh God. Cleanse the drug addicts. Cleanse, Lord God, that those that are on alcohol, Lord God, and they believe, Lord God, that not an alcoholic, oh God, may they become real, Lord God, and acknowledge you and your power, oh God, that you can destroy those yokes off of their lives in Jesus' name. Those that truly want to know, Lord God, how it what it means to be a father to their children, Lord God, and a mother to their children, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the wayward minds of those, oh God, in Jesus' name, that has gone astray from you in Jesus' name, and they know what they need to do, but they lack thereof, oh God. They're doing lip service, oh God. So Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will get us back into an alignment with you, Almighty God. We come to the altar, oh God. We come, Lord God, casting down our burdens before you, oh God. We come to you, Lord God, praying for our young people, Lord God. They know not what they do, oh God, but they see what others do, oh God, and they mimic it, oh God. But Lord, pray that they will, Lord God, you will make an intercession for us in Jesus' name. But with moaning and groaning, oh God, but we don't know what to pray, oh God. But we thank you that you do, oh God. So Father, we thank you as we stand in the gap for our young people, Lord God, our children. Oh, my God, we pray for our young people and our children right now in Jesus' name. We nerebo te kadero shende ya baba shondo baya. We nerebo si yandere nerebo shende la baya. Lord God, we understand, Lord God, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And he will, Lord God, try to destroy what's closest to us, oh God. But Lord, we pray for a hedge of protection over our young people right now in Jesus' name. Give them a sense of direction in Jesus' name. Show them their way, oh God, in Jesus' name. Even if they step foot in Sunday school one time, Lord God, we understand, Lord God, that one water, one planted, but Lord God, we pray that you will give the increase in Jesus' name. Increase their knowledge and wisdom and understanding in Jesus' name. Increase, Lord God, their sensitivity to your spirit, Lord God, that they will, Lord God, fall, Lord God, away from the things, Lord God, that have their minds trapped in Jesus' name, that trap music in Jesus' name, the music, Lord God, that sends subliminal messages, oh God, into their ear gates, oh God, and causing them, Lord God, to turn away from you and have a hardened heart in Jesus' name. But Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would touch those, Lord God, and take away the stony hearts and give them a heart of flesh in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God, that there will be a breakthrough in our young people, Lord God, and all kinds of races and all kinds of, Lord God, nationalities in Jesus' name. Let us all come together on one mind and one accord to serve one and one only, and that's you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that in the moment of weakness, oh God, when that child's back is against the wall, when that young man and that young woman, Lord God, feel pressure beyond pressure, oh God, because of school, because of, Lord God, the things that's going on at home, oh God, because of the things, Lord God, they're moving from one house to the next house in Jesus' name. Lord, because they don't have a stable, Lord God, place to live, Lord God, in a stable mind, Lord God, because of the things that's going on in their lives, oh God. Lord God, the pressures that they have to deal with as young people, they shouldn't have to deal with as adults. In Jesus' name, because they're still a child, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, and we pray in Jesus' name that you will stop, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the molestation of the spirit that is trying to rape our children in Jesus' name and try to rip away, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that is pure and holy in Jesus' name, trying to take away their innocence in Jesus' name. God, we pray that you will touch them right now in Jesus' name, and that you will draw them back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, they will see. Yes, Lord, long, God. We know that about we know that TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram and all these other social media outlets where God is going into their eye gates, oh God, and then they want to perform it, oh God. But Lord, we pray that you will, Lord God, lift up a standard against it in the mighty name of Jesus, and that someone will, that they will be exposed in Jesus' name. And we understand that parental rights, oh God, and guardians, Lord God, will be able to block those things, Lord God, but there's always ways of working around it because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, oh God, but not in this hour, in this season, because God, you're raising up people of God that will pray for the young people, Lord God, and that will seek your face, Lord God, and will go into the trenches and will go, Lord God, as boots on the ground in the spirit and in the natural, in Jesus' name, to go after those, Lord God, that don't know who you are, Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for every strategy that you're giving us in this hour, in this season. And download into your people, Lord God, whether they're young or old, in Jesus' name, to reach this dying world in Jesus' name, so that no man will be lost, no girl will be lost, no young man and no young woman will be lost, no child will be lost in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the creativity that you're giving us in our fingertips, oh God, that you're going to allow us, Lord God, to create things, Lord God, that will draw them because of your spirit, Lord God, that's lined up with your blueprint of your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, where the seven mountains of influence, Lord God, will be switched around, Lord God, and be used for your good and not for evil, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you're restoring the homes, Lord God, and the families, in Jesus' name, to their rightful place. We thank you that you're restoring, Lord God, businesses back to your rightful place, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that arts and community and arts, Lord God, and all the other areas, Lord God, will be brought back to you in Jesus' name, in his rightful place. We thank you, Lord God, that in the mighty name of Jesus, people will understand their history and know what they need to do, Lord God, and what, Lord God, confused, Lord God, what has confused the people of God, of what they think you are, Lord God, but not knowing who you are, oh God. May they go back into the word of God and be able to, Lord God, let God make every crooked path straight in Jesus' name, and block out all confusion in Jesus' name. Break, Lord God, the cycle of confusion in Jesus' name. And Lord God, tussling, Lord God, with territories, Lord God, that doesn't belong to them in the first place, oh God. We thank you, Almighty God, that you're doing a work right now in Jesus' name. Oh God, we pray, Lord God, that you will touch the government in Jesus' name, that they will go back into their rightful place, oh God, that you, oh God, will be the King of kings and Lord of lords in Jesus' name. Over every government has got to shut down and submit themselves to you in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you even for the families. We thank you for even the social media in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you that there will be a sound that's going to come forth in Jesus' name, and it's going to be like a roaring lion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that's going to shut down every illegal sound in Jesus' name, for we understand, Lord God, that your voice is like a thunder and lightning, oh God. In Jesus' name, that it will shut down, Lord God, and will cause, Lord God, every demonic force to submit themselves to you in Jesus' name and go back to the pit from where it came in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you for bringing every woman, every child, Lord God, out of the welfare system in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, and even those that have to be on it for such a time, Lord God, we pray in Jesus' name that they will, Lord God, have a thought and a heart, Lord God, to move, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to better themselves in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we pray, the man of God on tonight, we pray, Lord God, that you will surround him, Lord God, as your angels, Lord God, move back and forth from heaven to earth in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, that you will minister to him, Lord God, in the way you see fit. And those that come and have an ear to hear, Lord God, let them be able to hear the sound that is coming forth, whether it's, Lord God, open form, or whether you want to speak a word, or God, or prophesy. We thank you, Lord God, for we move ourselves out of the way so that you can get in the way. And we give you glory and honor and praise, for it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. And we thank you for the authority that you've given us, that, Lord God, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for loosing your mighty hand and power upon your people and binding the hands of the enemy in Jesus' name. We thank you. There's no restriction to your love, oh God. When we we come to you holy, Lord God, and blameless before you, oh God. With sincerity, we give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me.
Welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews. I'm the senior pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and Restoration Covenant Ministry, San Antonio, Texas. And I'm so excited to have all of you all that are joining us from locally and globally around the world. Such a pleasure and an honor to have you all in our atmosphere for a word from the Lord on tonight. I want to thank my intercessors and prayer warriors and all of the ministry gift that comes so diligently and faithfully to release and execute the prophetic word of the Lord God against the kingdom of darkness. So I thank you all for your commitment and your dedication to be able to release the word of God. Thank you so much. I want to let you know I don't take it lightly, your responsibility and your duty, especially on a pivotal week and weekend that's preparing for many people for the season that you're in. And thank you so much for your support, prayers, and validation in a time where the enemy does not like what we are doing. Thank you so much. And for all of those who came to support us for our Lifeline Conference 2023, thank you so much for traveling from different parts of the world to be with us. Thank you. You didn't have to do what you do, but because of your love and your support and your belief in what God is doing in our movement, organization, and your commitment. Thank you so much for joining us and being part of it on tonight. So bless the Lord for you. I want to talk very briefly about the vision of the prophetic conference line that was birthed from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses number 1. And we're going to go quickly into the word of the Lord God. For the sake of time and due to people who are traveling and trying to enjoy themselves with family and explore the world based upon the time that they have due to the season we're in and the climate that is changing around us in this season. So I want to try not to gather too much information and put it in your spirit. Because after all, we are in a 4th of July week, and many people are trying to do their best to gather family members and loved ones into the atmosphere. So we thank God for you on today, and thank God for you. The vision of this prophetic conference line was birthed from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1, 12 years ago plus. Through one of our great kingdom leaders, Angie Ziegler, and the many of the vessels that met with her in Shep Court in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, to tell her the Lord was giving us a window to make a move. And how many know that in this month, it's time to make a move, time to do what you need to do. Nonetheless, we thank God for each and every one of you all who are a part of this wind that's blowing. So we thank God for you all and celebrate what God is doing in you and through you. Habakkuk 2:1 said, I would stand upon my watch and I would set me upon the tower. And I will wait to see what the Lord would say unto me when I am made ready. He said, write the vision and make it plain upon table that ye may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. Though it delay, don't worry, it's going to come to pass. His soul, which is not upright, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. That's the scripture. The vision of this prophetic conference line is to be a conduit for many people globally and locally around the world. With one touch of the dialing of the phone, where you will be able to call in and have access to so many things that are created and done by the Spirit of the Lord God for your life. Yes. Through this access, you will be able to call in and receive a word from the Lord that will bless your life and minister to your spirit. Many people who are tired of church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart, that they will be able to communicate with them about anything that concerns them in the time that we're in. And that's the vision. The mission is in moving through the presence of God and activating the fight of God within them. That's the vision in the ministry of the prophetic conference. So we thank God for you all there. I want to talk tonight from, I'm going to be very briefly, so If you have any questions or comments, please move quickly. We won't tarry long. I'm in this season where I believe family is important to me, as well as many of you all as well, too. How many know that family is a critical piece to this dispensation and time of my life? So I want to be able to minister to the needs of the people. The Word of God really speaks specifically and explicitly about the importance of the value of family and how important family is to so many of us who are in the body. And I believe that in a time that we're in, it's an imperative to really understand the value of morality and the moral plan for your life and the principle of what God wants to do in you and through you. If you followed me and been connected to us for some time, our words are based upon authentic and the authenticity of ministry and the value of ministry. I shared yesterday with many people Psalm 56 and verse number 10, but I'm not going to go there. I want to deal with storm, and I'm not going to go to the scripture. If you follow me on our social media platform as well as our Lifeline Conference 2023, I talked about four types of storms. One of the storms I did not deal with is the revelation storm. The revelation storm is more pivotal than all of the storms that you go through. We had number one, we dealt with the quiet storm, the personal storm, the open storm, and the anytime storm. But the revelation storm required one to be able to transcend your thought. It would contradict what you've been brought up in, what you've learned, what you've been taught, what your mom generationally been taught, what your father generationally been taught, what your background generationally taught in religion have taught you. The revelation storm required one to contradict what you think, feel, and experience as church. The revelation storm is a storm that will literally make you fight the genealogy of your blood grind, your blood line. It required one to go against the grain of what you actually heard, feel, things, and even ascertain. But we're not going to talk about that. I want to talk about every storm set the stages for a weather change. Every storm set the stages for a weather change. I'm going to deal with 4 points, and I'm done, and I would not go any further than that. Number one, every storm set the stage for a weather change. Every storm set the stage for the weather change. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you today asking that the people would be open to the word of God, open to your experience, open to the mysteries of the kingdom of God, far greater than what they were thinking, what they were expecting. In the name of Jesus, we ask that flesh would come totally under subjection to the oral and the order of your word. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it right now. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We come against conflict, struggle, bitterness, anger, wrath. We come against even things that will come back and do a background check on our life. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. Number one on every storm that set the stages for a weather change. Number one is people are playing games for their survival and not yours. Number one, playing games for their survival and not yours. What does that mean? There are people in your life that will play games based upon what you have introduced them to. If you introduced them to your life based upon hurt, pain, issues, they will play games based upon that. You introduced them because of your innocence and you never fell in love and you never been connected. They'll play with you based upon that. People will play games with you based upon their survival and not yours. Because what they're doing is they're trying to utilize what's in them to survive on what's in you. People are playing games for their survival and not yours. they're surviving on what you have in you to make them feel good on the outside of them. That's why if you ever ask people, they ask you, what do you think of me? How do you feel about me? Is it okay? Did I preach right? What do you think? How do you feel? You don't need that if you understand who you are in the kingdom of God. People are playing games for their survival and not yours. They are surviving on you. They're surviving on how you move. They're surviving on the direction for which you go in. They don't have nothing themselves. They are empty, but they're surviving on you. Most marriages are not defined based upon love. It's defined based upon their principle of what their flesh needs to fulfill. So most people are not marrying because they love you. They're marrying because they're lonely. They're marrying because they need sex. They're marrying because they need you to take care of them, survival, all of the above. When it comes to love, that's a mystery. Paul talked about that in Ephesians when he talked about marriage is a mystery. It's a mystery because it requires one to become one. Many people do not want to become one with God. They'll become one with flesh. And all of the people you deal with, most people, they become one with flesh. They'll never come in one with God because one with God requires one to die when it speaks to a person, one to die when it comes to them. Oneness is very pivotal for eternity to respond to humanity and deal with the deity that you created from your flesh. Must be that. Number two, let's move real quickly. Administrator Brian, prepare the music. Pastor Matthews is almost done. Number two, people look for examples and not people are looking for example and not sample. Most leaders want to give people sample and not give them the example. The example requires one to tap into the presence of God. The sample is want them to tap into part of God and not, and then the rest is always there. If you serve God, God don't want you to be a sample. He wants you to be an example. And so many people in the world want to be a sample to God, and everything else is their flesh. Problems in the church world, relationship and people. Everybody wants you to sample them and not be an example. An example requires number three. Number three, real quick, is authenticity. Anybody that's going to flow in the power of God must be authentic. No one wants to be authentic because no one wants to tell the truth on the lie that they live, the way they act, the way they responded, the things they've done, the places that they went to, the situation they were under. The devil fooled many church people because they don't want to be an example, an authentic people. Your success is authenticity. If you are authentic, when a person comes to you about your pastor, you won't have to tell him what they said because he already told you the truth. You won't have to worry about your wife or your mate because they are your husband because they already told you the truth. They were upfront and they were authentic about where they were. Anybody that wants to come to you phony, they operate with baloney. They're not real. They want to chill. You're real. You have to understand number three is authenticity. People can't be authentic because they don't want you to understand the truth. I was watching YouTube, Facebook and YouTube one day, and a woman was telling all her life and all of the struggles and the things she went through. And she began to minister to the word masturbation, and she began to tell what she used to do to men. They grabbed the mic out of her hand. Why? Because all of those phony people don't want the truth to be told about your background. But the devil will return to the scene of your crime or what you did. But the church don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about holiness, but they don't want to talk the whole that God covered with necessary. Holiness necessary. They don't want to talk about that. That's why you have the world the way they are. People that are coming in with all types of issue, all types of problem, all types of persona, all types of struggle, all types of things in their life. Authenticity. If you can't be authentic, get out of ministry. If you can't be authentic, shut your life down. If you can't be authentic, don't even start ministry. Some wives would tell her, honey, you got to be careful what you say. Some husband would say, honey, don't do that. Don't tell people that. Why?
You have been somebody in the pew that's worse off than you. You have been somebody in the pew that got issue. Have you been there when somebody said, oh, you never told me that? Why? Because relationships are based upon counterfeits and not an encounter. If you meet me, you're going to get an encounter. You ain't going to get a counterfeit. And that's why marriages can't be successful, because everybody introduced themselves to what? A counterfeit and not an encounter. Successful marriage is based upon a man and woman being honest with each other and being an encounter. If you don't want to encounter with me, get the heck out of my life, because you're a counterfeit around me. Number four, I'm almost done. Get ready to play the music, Administrator Brian, because I ain't got nothing to lose. Can't nobody control me, and you can't manipulate me. Number four is people that are trying to get stuff from anger and not from love. Let me tell you this. People that are trying to get stuff from anger and not from love. Watch this. Most people will talk to you from anger and not from love. They're trying to connect to you from that background of what they've been angry with and not from love. God so loved the world, he said. But I gave my only begotten son that whosoever believeth in me would not perish but have everlasting life. So if God loved the world, but he gave you the word, and the world, there's an L in that called love. He so loved the world, He loved the world because he gave the world eternity. In eternity, that was the major conflict. That's why everybody carry internal conflict. You love the world. People that are trying to get stuff from you from anger. And the reason being, because they would not address what they've been hurt by. They think you are a solution to what they went through. Connect with them. You connect with them from the place of what? Anger, hurt, pain, issue, circumstances, rejection, bitterness, let down, low self-esteem, mama did, daddy did, a husband did, a relationship, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, not from love. They introduce themselves to you from phony to act like it's loving. And then when you come to the revelation to know them, they only gave you angry stuff and not loving relationship. People are trying to get stuff from you from anger and not love. There's so many people that are so angry in the world. Your love is trying to connect to them, but because they refuse to deal with what they is, they'll lie to you about their pain, and you want to give them back the promise. 8:28 said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the call, the call according to his purpose. The call is not being made by your flesh. The call is being made by your spirit. When God called you, he called you from his spirit. When God found you, he found you in where you were at, in your mess. That's why you understand the word messenger. Mess. Mess send. Message sent. To bring you a word, messenger. Mess sent. Adjure. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Satan, I adjure you in Jesus' name. Trying to get you, get people that are trying to get stuff from anger and not love. All of these people are angry, trying to connect to you from that place. Anger is a danger to somebody that truly loves. When you are authentic, you're real. If someone has to change you from anger, they're not connected to you for destiny. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're done. We give you praise, glory, and honor, 4 points that we said to the people of God. Every storm set the stage before weather change. And in Jesus' name we pray, thank God, amen. All right, Administrator Brian, play a commercial. We're coming right back. And we're through, and everybody can have an explosive, happy 4th of July, because fireworks ain't going to be past the fire and the presence of God. Bring us a commercial, Administrator Brian.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
To God, this is a quick one to the point, blessing God's people. Now, if you have a question or comment that you would like to ask, I will give you a window of 3 minutes. Don't come in at the last minute when I'm getting ready to end. If you got a question or comment, I want to give you an opportunity to ask your question or comment. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, hit 1. If you're on the conference line, hit *6. Come in at this time. All right. Anybody got a question, comment, statement, or praise report at this time? Come on in real quickly.
God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God.
I thank God for the topic on which you shared tonight. It is a deep message that we have to go back and listen to. Well, I know I will, because there were so many nuggets that was brought forth on tonight, especially about love and anger. And I think a lot of people don't understand that sometimes that could be the root of something that is preventing them from being made whole. And so, and I know that over, when I look back at my family, I was sharing with someone today how my grandfather used to beat my grandmother. And, you know, and the children, they was able to see, they saw everything that took place. So the men took upon themselves to do the same exact thing to all their women. And then the women, you know, there's no telling what they went through, but some of them, you know, God blessed them with their husbands and everything like that. But it's just the generational things that came down from generation to generation, where my father didn't know how to hold, have a family or do, you know, for family, because he saw what his dad did. And so that love, you know, that we looked for, we couldn't get it because he didn't know how to. And so I just thank you, Apostle, for sharing what you shared tonight, because it brings a light to a lot of things. And I pray for those that did hear it tonight will receive healing and be able to be made whole by Jesus. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. In the 1700s and 1800s, many of the black people were brought into America, actually over into England and over to England. They were brought from British colonies, England, into America. America was ran. This was Indian territory or Native American. And many of the things what we don't understand is that because of the white mysticism, mythology, and the ancient teaching,
these women were raped and beat. So look at a black man in a home, and he walking in his house watching his wife, who was impregnated, not by him, but being kept all day in a area where a white man slept with them, made them pregnant, and brought them in, and then took their child. So many of the black men carry deep, deep-rooted anger and pain. There were some white women that were willing to sacrifice limbs on their bodies, so the white men didn't want them. They didn't want them at all. They wanted a complete woman. And so many of the pains and anger came from the place that many of the ancient pains and hurts were. Black or darker people or melanated people had to watch openly and publicly men's rape, black men, actually rape them publicly, had sex with black males in publicly, and went inside them publicly. See, the church don't want to address, they want to play games. I ain't got time to play games in this year. I ain't got nothing to lose. So they watch how black men or our people were abused. When they were tired of a white woman, they got a black man. When they got tired of doing what they did, they took them in and publicly castrated them in the public. So our male figures who were leaders, mandingo, kings, ruler, powerful men, could not do anything because they were beaten and abused. And then the ones who decided to stand up, they were shot and killed publicly, causing fear to fall on them. So you have a country full of masculine men acting like they're feminine, men acting like they're masculine until they get into the place where they have to deal with responsibility. So you have a lot of men in places that are responsibility, but they don't have to respect their sisters because they have been taught wrong. And many of the sisters, they watch the way they've been treated and misused by the European system, so they can't respect the man because they saw what happened in the transition. And so from the transition, you got a battle within the system of organs in the mind and thought in the will. But in this month of July 20th, there's a historical marker set by the Jesuit order, the Catholic Church, because they know that the wealth portal and the success of us are getting ready to rise to the occasion. We're getting ready to take nations, countries, kingdoms, and people by storm. We're getting ready to rise to the occasion, but many of them don't understand that because religion indoctrinated us and change the trajectory of our life because we were arithmetic people. And based upon the arithmetic people, they came in with religious thought process. So we've been indoctrinated with systems and organs and ways to act foolishly, and we don't know who we are. But I rise to say that, people of God, there's a prophet in the nation that's changing the trajectory of the world and the way things act and the way things resemble and the way things sign, because the world is in a movement right now that's going to blow the mind of generations to come and people that have come. They gave us the pandemic to create us from moving about the power of the corona, the crown that carries nations and peoples and genealogies and generations and people far greater than they can ever imagine a thing. I can't give all this information to you because the mind can only contain 15 minutes, and the rest of y'all got to catch it later off. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. Anyone else? All right, when it's ready, by people of God, enjoy your family, enjoy your loved one, have an awesome 4th of July. Shalom in your quarters. My prayer, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you all today.
I'll tell how you live and die, for I've seen and how Thank you.